Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound of Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. Step The Smile started as a pandemic project by Radiohead frontman Tom York, along with Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood and Tom Skinner of the jazz band Sons of Kemet. They're now out with their second album, Wall of Eyes, and I'm joined by Radiohead superfan KEXP DJ Morgan to talk about it. Hi, Morgan.
Hi. I hope that is my official job title now, is Radiohead superfan.
Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts on The Smile compared to Radiohead? Does it feel really different to you? And I'm curious, like, how you feel about The Smile compared to Radiohead.
Yeah, I mean, I think being a big fan of Radiohead is great in a lot of ways because all of the different members put out some sort of release every few years for the last, you know, 35 years or so. So it doesn't need to necessarily be compared to Radiohead because if you are a seasoned fan of all of the members of Radiohead, you've heard their different projects, Tom York's solo records.
Buy a ticket and get on the train.
Johnny's film scores. Phil just put out an album last year that was super cool. Ed put out an album a couple years ago, obviously. He came to KXP and did an interview about it.
I didn't really know that I feel so cold until I found the Shangri-La.
Hearing all of the different influences and all of the different sounds that excite them and they put out into their various projects, I just love. But The Smile compared to Radiohead, I think it's an opportunity for Tom and Johnny in particular to get a little more spare in their sound. Mm-hmm. So a lot more room, more quiet, also a lot more guitar experimentation and bass experimentation. There's more strings on this second record on Wall of Eyes than there was on the first one. But I just think it's a really interesting opportunity for them to get even more in depth with sounds that excite them. And this record, Wall of Eyes, doesn't really have any bangers per se. There is one. I would think Read the Room is the banger that has the most consistent energy. It's a little more math rocky. But I do really love how much they're getting into building in orchestration from the London Contemporary Orchestra that they recorded with on this album, and maybe leaning more into the lyrics and music as an accentuation for those.
Are there certain lyrics that really stand out to you off of this record?
One of the things that I identify really strongly with Tom York's lyrics, especially, is him clearly working through his anxiety in his lyrics. And that's something that I've dealt with my whole life, is anxiety, and especially in my adult life. And he puts words to these feelings that I can't quite identify. And so hearing him work through those lyrics makes me feel more sane. Mm-hmm. So in the song Friend of a Friend, for example, that very first opening lyric, I can do anything as long as I turn myself inside out and back to front.
I can go anywhere that I want. I just gotta turn myself inside out and back to front.
So you have to prep yourself to go out in the world, to socialize, to put yourself in front of people, to, you know, he does a job that's very, very public.
Yeah.
And he has said, and it's pretty obvious, especially with his lyrics, that he suffers from anxiety. And you know, I have a very public job too. I'm talking on the radio right now. So I really relate to that. And then I find the lyrics in Bending Hectic really interesting too. It's the whole song is contemplating driving a car off a cliff and talking yourself into preventing yourself from doing it. Not to say that that is an action that you would really legitimately consider doing, but in the context of like working through anxiety, you know, using that as a tool to like talk yourself off the cliff, metaphorically speaking, really resonates with me.
In that Bending Hectic, I feel like that's super notable on this record. It's an 8-minute song, which is really long for rock standards. But there's this moment at the 6-minute mark where I was listening to this album on a walk, and there's a few lines that kept sticking out, but I think they kept sticking out because the song is so long, and so you really get to sit with it for a while.
Yeah.
I'm letting go of the wheel.
And then at about the 6-minute mark, I knew going into this album that there was some song about a car crash, and then you hear it, like, at the 6-minute mark in the song, you're like, whoa, they just created the sound of, like, what a car crash sounds like musically.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really, really cool.
Absolutely, I agree. When the orchestra comes in, it creates this cacophony of sound. And that's kind of what I'm talking about too, Emily. The silence is punctuating the lyrics more than you're used to hearing in a lot of songs, I think, where they're using the space between the music to build that tension and call more attention to what he's saying.
Morgan, are there any other tracks that stand out to you on this record or just anything notable that you want to mention?
Oh, man. I love so every day I have a different favorite song on that record. But I'll just quickly tell you, Read the Room, I think, is my number one. Bending Hectic is really close tied. I also love the song I Quit, which is just a very atmospheric, beautiful song.
I quit.
Here's a fun fact, though. So during the tour for A Light for Attracting Attention, they were playing a lot of these songs during the tour, and sometimes they were literally writing it that day and premiering it on stage, where Tom would be like, we wrote this song today, and then they would play it. And so, you know, I saw The Smile at the Seattle show last December, and I looked back at the set list a couple days ago just to remind myself. I was like, I know they played some new stuff, but I wonder which songs they played. And so at the Seattle show, they played Under Our Pillows, Teleharmonic, and Bending Hectic, which is very exciting to say. I got to hear those songs before the album came out, so that was pretty neat. And I think, you know, all of the other fans who saw shows around the world on that tour got to experience the same thing, which is a really neat collective thing we all got to experience together. And I just want you all to know that I'm sitting here with my blue vinyl copy of Wall of Eyes sitting next to me as we talk about this, and this is bringing me great joy. Thank you for letting me talk about this, Emily.
Well, I've been speaking with KXP DJ Morgan about the latest album from The Smile. It's called Wall of Eyes and was released on January 26th. Morgan, thank you so much for sharing your love of all things The Smile, Radiohead, Thom Yorke, etc., etc., etc.
Anytime. Thank you.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.